Now, the NFL's international series returned to Wembley at the end of October as Tampa Bay and Chicago met in London. It's the fifth successive year the event has crossed the Atlantic. I've spoken to NFL UK Managing Director Alistair Kirkwood several times this year, where he's discussed the growing possibility of a team permanently moving to England. Our reporter Paul Taylor travelled to London for the game. He has this report on the possible plan to bring the NFL to Europe.
This year marks the fifth consecutive season of the NFL playing a game in the United Kingdom. The international series at Wembley has been a success to such an extent that the NFL recently announced that they will continue playing matches in England until at least 2016. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell confirmed he's looking to increase to at least two games per year in England. However, what has really caught the public's attention is Goodell's plan to eventually have a franchise based full-time in the United Kingdom.
The ultimate goal is to continue to expand our game. And you see from the fans' reaction today, they understand the game. They're good fans, they understand football, and they want more of it.
How realistic is it to expect maybe to have a franchise actually based in England?
Well, if the game continues to grow in popularity and we bring multiple games here, I think it's very realistic. What we've seen is the fans have reacted to bringing regular season games here, and our audience has doubled in the last 5 years. If we can continue to double, I think it's very realistic to see a franchise here in London.
For some, the idea of having an NFL franchise in England appears to be optimistic at best. However, NFL Chief Marketing Officer Mark Waller argues that it's a realistic prospect.
You always have to go back, and at some point there was no teams on the West Coast in the States, and people used to go, we could never do that, it's too far to go to Seattle or too far to go to San Francisco. You know, that was back in the day, and now people don't think twice about that. I think it's incredibly feasible. Like anything, it needs to be, first of all, you have to have a vision for it, which the Commissioner clearly has, and then we have to have a plan. I think what we're doing now is kind of phase two of the plan. The first plan was, let's see if there's interest, and the second plan is, okay, let's see if people can really start rallying around a particular team. If we can prove at that, then the next logical step is, okay, how do you give somebody more games of that team? So I think it's feasible. Like everything we do, I think it'll be approached in a very disciplined way.
Of course, one of the main factors that will affect any decision is public interest. Even though Wembley wasn't a sellout, over 76,000 people still showed up for this year's game. But what do fans think about having a team based over here? We asked for their opinion outside the stadium before the game.
I think if it gets more, like, if it gets promoted more and stuff like that, probably. Because, I mean, you see how many English people are here today with their shirts on and stuff. There's so many fans who watch it, so I think it probably could be.
If there was an NFL team in England, I think everyone would love it. But not if they started another English league. Oh, the London Monarchs didn't really kick off, did it?
No, I think it'd be great, but I think you'd probably have to have like a whole European division. Like you'd have to have like a German team and stuff. I'd love it to happen, but I don't think it will, because I think there'd be like resistance in America.
I know that there's a lot of Americans who don't particularly want to have an NFL presence in the UK, but I think we should. I think it's a great event and everyone gets along, even though they're all from different teams, and it's a great atmosphere.
I think it takes more of these venues to more occasions, maybe increasing the amount, but also it's more getting the schools involved, get the schools using it, get the kids playing it. I'm sure that will increase the teams that they can have in the future.
While the league office and fans are keen to see an NFL team in the UK, the people it will affect most are the players themselves. We spoke with Sam Hurd and Tim Jennings of the Chicago Bears, and first of all, Jeff Bain of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's realistic. I think you just have to continue to do what we're doing now and continue to keep playing games over here, continue to hopefully grow the popularity of the sport here and see where it can go from there. But I think there's a lot of testing to still take place. But I think it's realistic to think that there could possibly be a team over here.
Well, I mean, I think it's a good idea. I mean, the fans here are great. I think they're excited when we come over here and play. They tell us, you know, on Sundays we just want to play football. So whether it's coming over here, I mean, I think guys are for it. It's gonna get some used to. You gotta have a good schedule to kind of get your body and everything accommodated to the time change.
It's realistic. I mean, as you've seen, the whole stadium was filled. It would also give them have a whole big fan base. And like you said, it's a big sport out here right now. They usually have cricket, all this other type of sports. I mean, bring football here, you know, it'd be a big fan, and then you never know the turnout. So I think it would be a good idea.
However, not everyone was enamoured with the idea of playing regularly in Britain, as we found out from Fane's teammate Quincy Black.
It'd be rough for visiting teams, without a doubt. We're on the East Coast, and it took us 7 hours. So if you can imagine, you know, I don't know, like a team like San Francisco may want to go the other way. It's just one of those things where, you know, it's obviously it'd be great for the game to get a lot more people involved, and, you know, for it to become a world game. As far as logistics of the game, it's rough. It'd be rough, without a doubt.
Overall, it appears that the reality of an NFL team based in England is still a long way off. Then again, no one would have thought 10 years ago that we'd be seeing games played over here on a yearly basis. Indeed, as the most financially successful sports league in the world, you wouldn't put anything past the NFL.
That report there coming from Paul Taylor for Tuesday Night Sport on the potential possibility that the NFL could be moving to the United Kingdom on a permanent basis. Interesting thought, isn't it?